It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go. The 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montoot, get the job done.
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes.
Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you from a cloudy, somewhat dreary Lee Cobb Park evening, but we're getting ready to play baseball on time, and that's a welcome sight. We had our battles with the weather last week during the series against the Dunedin Blue Jays, but the Marauders braving the storm, and the Marauders taking 5 of 6 games in that previous series against the Blue Jays. The Marauders now sporting a nice 13-8 record on the season. The Tampa Tarpons sitting tied for fourth place in the West Division, meanwhile, at a record of 9-11. They, however, won their last series. We'll get into the pitching matchup, the lineups, the specifics, and all that very briefly, but first, a little reflection on where these two teams were when they last met. Last September the 24th, these two teams locked horns at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa in the third and final game of the League Championship Series. The Marauders went on to win at a final score of 11-3, and the Marauders celebrated their second league title in a team history with that win over the Tarpons. So this is the first time these two teams are facing off since that night that the Marauders celebrated. The Marauders, a largely different-looking roster. The Tampa Tarpons, meanwhile, have a lot of returners. We'll get into who those men are just a little bit later. For now, we will step aside. When we come back, we'll get into some of the recent results in the Pirates organization from AAA Indianapolis, AA Altoona, and High A Greensboro. That's coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues at Leacom Park. It's time to visit some of the recent results from elsewhere in the Pirates organization. On Sunday, the AAA Indianapolis Indians pulled out a 3-1 win in their series finale over the Iowa Cubs. Indianapolis has now won three straight games, and they will go back to work tonight at 6:35 p.m. Eastern with left-hander Nathan Kirby taking the mound against the Louisville Bats. AA Altoona with a 4-1 loss on Sunday at the Akron Rubber Ducks. That gave Altoona a four-game losing streak. Carmen Majinski, a bright spot on the mound for Altoona in that game. He went five innings, allowed only two earned runs, and struck out seven, two hits each for Altoona by Leover Peguero and Lolo Sanchez. Game over, meanwhile, for Altoona today. They had an early start, 12:35 p.m. Eastern start for the Curve. They beat the Erie Seawolves in a rain-shortened game that went only six innings. The Curve winning that game 5-2. A couple of hits each in that game by Leover Peguero and Lolo Sanchez again, as the Curve went on to win that one. The Greensboro Grasshoppers, meanwhile, with a 7-6 win at the Rome Braves on Sunday. That ended a three-game losing streak for the Grasshoppers. Andy Rodriguez, 3-for-5 with his second home run of the year. Two runs batted in. Dario Lopez, 1-for-3, also a home run, and also two runs batted in. And Ernie Ordonez, a nice little trifecta of former Marauders there. Ernie Ordonez, 2-for-4 and two RBI at High A Greensboro in that win Sunday. Game over also today for Greensboro already. They had an 11 a.m. start time in their home game against the Asheville Tourists. Greensboro wins that one 8-5, an outstanding start from former Marauder right-hander Adrian Florencio. He went five innings, gave up only one run on one hit, and struck out a season-high 11 batters in that fantastic start. Henry Davis, by the way, 3-for-5 with his fourth home run of the season and two RBI for the Grasshoppers this afternoon. So that's a look at your Pirates results here in the minor league system throughout the Pirates organization today. We'll step aside one more time when we come back. The lineups are coming your way. Don't go away. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues from Leacom Park. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with the visiting Tampa Tarpons, who are managed by first-year manager Rachel Balkovic, making history here in 2022. Tarpons are 9-11 entering this game, and here's how their star-studded lineup will line up this evening. Shortstop Alexander Vargas leads off, with super prospect Jason Dominguez batting second. He's playing center field. Slugging first baseman Anthony Garcia bats third. The DH Madison Santos bats cleanup. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera bats fifth. Catcher and former first-round pick is Anthony Siegler. He bats sixth. Left fielder Grant Richardson bats seventh. Right fielder Reimfer Salinas bats eighth. And the second baseman Luis Santos bats ninth for the Tarpons, who send the right-hander Tyrone Ullier out to the hill. Ullier, some outstanding stuff. Remember him bringing a solid slider to the mix when he faced the Marauders last season. He has yet to fully harness control of his pitches. He has 9 walks and 11 strikeouts over 11 2/3 innings of work this year to go with a 6.94 ERA and a 1.63 whip. He has, however, held opponents to a 227 batting average. For the Marauders, a record of 13-8, they are currently all alone in first place in the West Division standings. At 13-8 with their record, here's how Jonathan Johnston has written out his lineup card tonight. Left fielder Luke Brown, the walk-off hero in the bottom of the 10th inning Sunday, will lead off and play left field. Shortstop Sung Chae Chang is in the number two slot tonight. Second baseman Brendan Dixon bats third, with first baseman Jacob Gonzalez still sporting that OBP over 500, batting cleanup. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco bats fifth. Third baseman Alexander Mojica is batting sixth. The DH is Juan Jerez. He bats seventh tonight, with catcher Wyatt Hendry hitting eighth. And the center fielder Sergio Campagna bats ninth for the Marauders, who send rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. out to the hill. He's working his way back from a right hamstring strain that he suffered during spring training. Underwood scheduled to go just another inning tonight, as he will be followed by Marauders right-hander Carlos Jimenez, who looks to build on some success that he's had to begin his season. Some good stuff from Carlos. We'll get into those specifics once we see him on the mound a little bit later on. Marauders and the Tarpons getting ready to play ball beneath cloudy and relatively dark gray skies here in Bradenton, but we hope that the rain will hold off the rest of the evening and that we'll be able to play ball unimpeded. It's the series opener of this six-game set against the Tampa Tarpons. Marauders baseball will be right up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning.
They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lecom Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons get ready to square off for Game 1 of a six-game series. Temperatures are in the mid-80s. It's relatively muggy and very gray and dark overhead, but these two teams ready to play ball and open up this brand-new series, an exciting one, as these two teams are matching up for the first time since last year's League Championship Series. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith back with you from the Lecom Park broadcast booth as we look at right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., on Major League Rehab assignment from the Pirates. Underwood making his second rehab appearance. He previously appeared on Friday against the Blue Jays and went one perfect inning. As a starter that day, he threw 10 pitches, 6 for strikes, got 3 groundouts, and that was that. Finished for the day, and now he's scheduled to go again as he works his way back from a right hamstring strain. Of course, with the Tampa Tarpons in the house tonight, one of the big notes of the evening, manager Rachel Balkovic, first-year skipper for the Tarpons, the first full-time female manager in the history of affiliated baseball, continues to blaze trails for women and girls everywhere looking to get into baseball, and she's doing a fantastic job piloting this club so far this season. She's going to be coaching first base, it appears, down the line here at Lecom Park. So the Tampa Tarpons in the blue alternate jerseys with the road gray pants, opposed by the Marauders in the home white uniforms tonight. Few Marauders players working the way from the bullpen or the clubhouse down the warning track on the right field line and into that home dugout on the first base side. In steps Alexander Vargas leading off. Underwood with the first pitch of the game, and it swung on and bounced foul over toward the Marauders dugout. We're underway at 6:31 p.m. 85 degrees and cloudy here in Bradenton. Just a very slight breeze blowing out to center field. Alexander Vargas, switch hitter batting left-handed. Underwood sets, kicks and delivers. The 0-1, a swing and a miss for strike two. Dwayne Underwood Jr., 27-year-old right-hander, born in Raleigh, North Carolina, grew up in Marietta, Georgia. Second-round pick of the Cubs back in 2012. Is 0-2. Vargas swings and lifts it to right center field, fairly shallow. Dixon, the second baseman, out. Right fielder Nolasco in, and Nolasco makes the catch, narrowly avoiding contact with Brendan Dixon. One away here in the first. Let's meet the Marauders' defense. From the outfield, left to right, it's Luke Brown, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Alexander Mojica starts at third base. Sung Chae Ching at shortstop. Brendan Dixon, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman. And Wyatt Hendry, the catcher. And as per the rules, no pitch clock in effect for Major League rehabbers, so Dwayne Underwood Jr. getting all the time he needs. For each pitch, here's Jason Dominguez. First pitch he takes in the dirt for ball one. When he joined the Tarpons last summer, Jason Dominguez, one of the top-ranked prospects in the Yankees system, of course, drew a lot of buzz. Showed some of the power, some of the speed. Overall, not overwhelming numbers last year. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Dominguez takes a look at a strike on the fastball at 95 from Dwayne Underwood Jr. To begin this season, Jason Dominguez off to a slow start, hitting .216 over 17 games. Here's the 1-1. He swings and misses. Strike two. The strikeouts have come in bunches for Dominguez to begin the season. 26 strikeouts, only two walks drawn in his 74 bats. Righty with the 1-2 pitch. Dominguez takes just inside for ball two. That's Matt Watkowski calling the balls and strikes. Caleb Martin, his partner on the bases. And Watkowski calling the balls and strikes fully manually tonight. No ABS in play this evening. 2-2 the count on Jason Dominguez. As the pitch comes from Underwood, misses low and inside for ball three. Entering the season, Baseball America had Dominguez rated as the Yankees' number three prospect. It's a lineup full of talent here for Tampa to begin the year, and a lot of returning players from the end of last season. Here's the set. Underwood, the 3-2 pitch, and Dominguez lays off high for ball four. The Tarpons have their first base runner of the evening. And that brings up the dangerous Anthony Garcia. Anthony Garcia, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. This past week went 8 for 13, 4 home runs, and 6 RBI. Switch hitter bats left-handed, wide open stance. The pitch is taken high and outside. Garcia listed at 6'5", 204 pounds, from Samana in the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Yankees out of the Dominican in 2017. Underwood set to the belt. The 1-0 pitch. Garcia takes at the knees, a called strike. Anthony Garcia has some of the most ridiculous power you will see anywhere. Has that power to all fields. 6 home runs on the season. Leads the club. He gets the 1-1 from Underwood. He swings big and misses. Strike two. Recall a game last August when the Tarpons visited Lecom Park. Garcia launched a ball out to right center field toward the batting cages, that dark green metal roof. Out beyond the boardwalk. And that ball, I believe, was listed at 472 feet. On the home run. Pick up to first. Dominguez dives in safely. Does have 3 steals and 4 tries on the year. Certainly a guy to keep an eye on. Jacob Gonzalez holds him on. Underwood from the stretch. Fires the 1-2 to Garcia. That's taken low. Knocked down by Hendry. Ball two. Some dark gray clouds, pretty scary looking ones beyond right field. Dropped some rain, some pretty heavy rain down us in the middle of the afternoon. Thankfully, though, the sun came out very quickly. Tarp time on the field didn't last long at all. Underwood with a 2-2 pitch. Garcia takes it low for ball three. Marauders have some early warm-up action. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez scheduled to be the bulk man on the pitching staff today. Essentially the starter behind the rehabbing right-hander. Carlos Jimenez, as well as Darvin Garcia, fellow right-hander, getting loose. 3-2 pitch. Garcia swings and smokes into center field in the air. Campagna back, reaches up and makes the leaping catch on the warning track. What a play by Sergio Campagna. Returns it quickly to the infield. Dominguez back to first base. And Dwayne Underwood Jr. clapping his hand lightly over his head, appreciating that defensive effort. Full extension on the glove side, reached by Campagna, racing back toward the wall in dead center. Two away here in the top of the first inning. No score between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Here's Madison Santos. Here's the pitch. Santos takes low. Third baseman Mojica playing even with the bag. Shortstop Cheng playing close to the second base bag up the middle. The 1-0. Santos swings and it's a line drive past the diving second baseman. Dixon into right field for a hit. Nolasco, the right fielder, up with the ball cleanly. Throw goes in toward third base. Jason Dominguez halts at second on the single by Madison Santos. That brings up Marcos Cabrera. Marauders sitting all alone in first place at the moment. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, whom the Marauders had been battling for that first place mantle, actually had their game suspended on Sunday. Righty on righty, Marcos Cabrera the batter. First pitch misses low from Underwood. That was pitch number 19 for the right-hander. That bullpen staying busy for the Marauders beyond the right field wall. Underwood trying to work himself out of this first inning. The righty sets. His 1-0 pitch, Cabrera swings and misses way in front of the off-speed offering. Underwood drafted in the second round 10 years ago by the Cubs out of Allen C. Pope High School in Marietta, Georgia. Made his major league debut for the Cubs on June the 25th, 2018. He sets, delivers the 1-1. Cabrera swings late and misses. 94-mile-per-hour fastball gained on him quickly. And now Dwayne Underwood Jr., one strike away from wiggling out of trouble here in the first inning. Manager Rachel Balkovec for the Tarpons coaching at first base, giving some brief instructions to Madison Santos, the runner on first. Here's the set, and the 1-2 pitch coming, taken in the dirt, a great block by Hendry. The runners have to stay put. Suddenly, the wind shifting, blowing in from center field, and hate to say it, but those dark clouds may be heading our way. Madison Santos on first base, Jason Dominguez the lead runner on second base. That's a cool breeze blowing in here to Lecom. Underwood taking his time. Now the right-hander brings his hands together at the belt. Sets. The 2-2 pitch. Cabrera takes low, and the count is full, 3-2. All the fronds of the palm trees beyond right field swaying in the wind. Those dark gray clouds looming ever closer. Now time called. And something just fell onto the field, out in right field on the warning track. Not sure what that is. That's an umbrella. An umbrella just fell onto the field, I believe, from the boardwalk in that party area. A giant yellow umbrella, and right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco has to hand it to a member of the Marauders bullpen who carts it off the field. That has to be a first for Rodolfo Nolasco. Having to clear an umbrella off the field mid-inning. 3-2, two outs, runners on first and second. They'll be in motion on the pitch. Here's the set. Underwood delivers. There they go. The pitch is low for ball four, and the inning continues. A pair of walks and a single have loaded them up for the Tarpons. Timeout called. Here's manager Jonathan Johnson out to the mound. Bullpen has been busy for Bradenton. And there is the call. Pirates rehabbing right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. finished. He leaves with the bases loaded, two outs here in the first inning. Game scoreless, but the Tarpons threatening. We'll be right back with more. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Right-hander Darvin Garcia takes over with the bases loaded at two outs in the top of the first inning. Rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. is finished for the day as he seemed to meet his quota for pitches thrown. So Dwayne Underwood Jr. gives way to Darvin Garcia, who's had a rocky start to his season. Sporting an ERA right at 10. He's allowed 10 runs on 11 hits over 9 innings of work. Sprawled out over 6 appearances, opponents are hitting a respectable .289 against him. So he inherits a bases-loaded situation. The good news is that Garcia is 4-of-4 in stranding inherited base runners this year. He's been using a lot of low-leverage situations out of the bullpen for Bradenton, but here he faces former first-round pick by the Yankees, Anthony Siegler. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty. Garcia sets, and the pitch from the right-hander is taken high and tight for ball one. Righty stands 6 foot 370 pounds. On base for the Tarpons, Jason Dominguez on third, Madison Santos on second, Marcos Cabrera on first base. Garcia ready. Here's his 1-0 to Siegler. That's taken low for ball two. Dwayne Underwood Jr., of course, responsible for all three runners aboard. Done after two-thirds of an inning. Walked two, didn't strike a batter out. Garcia looking for any sort of out here in the first. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Siegler. He takes a breaking ball for strike one. Nice little backdoor slider from Garcia. Anthony Siegler hitting .270 with two home runs, five RBI in his first 14 games. Next pitch is low and outside for ball three, and now Garcia in danger of walking home that first run of the game. Siegler quickly digs back into the box, showing the high navy blue socks that matches navy blue alternate jersey. Here's the 3-1 pitch. It is taken. Ball four outside, a borderline pitch. And a miffed Garcia watches as the game's first run crosses home plate in Jason Dominguez. Tarpons lead at 1-0 here in Bradenton. That'll bring up Grant Richardson. Left-handed batter in the box against the righty. Here's the pitch. Richardson swings and lifts it to left field toward the line. Brown, the left fielder, over. Still in fair territory. Makes the catch. Inning over. And minimal damage against the Marauders here. Bases loaded. Walk brings home the game's first run. We head to the bottom of the first next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Dark skies overhead here at Leacon Park. We make our way to the bottom of the first inning, and Tarpon's right-hander Tyrone Ullier will toe the rubber for the visitors here in the bottom of the first. Luke Brown, Sung Che Chang, and Brendan Dixon, the top three men in the order tonight for the Marauders. Right-hander from the Dominican Republic gets the signal from Anthony Siegler. Wind-up and the pitch to Luke Brown, taken high for ball one. During the inning break, Joe Knight of the Leacon Park grounds crew talking to the two umpires, likely informing them of the weather patterns they see coming. 1-0 pitch, Brown takes a strike on the fastball from Ullier. Those dark gray clouds have been sweeping over us since before the game began. 1-1, Brown takes up and away for ball two. And we can only hope to stay dry the rest of the night. Brown focusing on the incoming 2-1 pitch as Ullier winds up and deals. The 2-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Ullier pulling the string with a little off-speed work. Luke Brown delivering the walk-off RBI single in the 10th inning for Sunday afternoon's Marauders win. 2-2, swinging and a foul tip into and out of the mitt of Siegler. And Luke Brown hangs in there. 11 games played for the Bowling Green Kentucky native, hitting .278, one home run, 9 RBI. He's walked more than he has struck out. 8 walks, only 7 strikeouts. 2-2 again. Brown swings and foul tips it into the mid. He chased it high, strike 3. Meeting the Tarpons defense now. In the outfield left to right, it's Grant Richardson, Jason Dominguez, and Reimfer Salinas. Around the horn on the infield, Marcos Cabrera is playing third base. Alexander Vargas playing shortstop. Luis Santos, the second baseman. Anthony Garcia, the big first baseman. And the catcher, Anthony Siegler. Here's Sung Che Chang. Pitched by Ullier. Taken outside, ball one. Tarpons one, Marauders nothing. Tarpons got on the board early with a bases loaded walk in the visitor's half. Ullier fires the 1-0. Chang swings, and it's a high fly ball to left center field. Overs the center fielder Dominguez, and into left center. He makes the catch, fighting the wind, but dealing with it nicely. Two gone quickly for Bradenton. That brings up Brendan Dixon. He had a three-hit game on Sunday. Bases empty with two gone. Ullier into the windup and the pitch. Dixon takes a fastball strike. Tyrone Ullier wearing the navy blue jersey with a gray number 24 on the back. Also the number on the right chest on the front of the jersey. 0-1 pitch is low and outside. For ball one, looked like Ullier slipped a little bit in the delivery. Showing the high navy blue socks, contrasted with the bright white cleats. Is wind up in the 1-1 pitch. Dixon swings and hits a foul ball off the end of the bat. First base side. Casey Harms, the man coaching at first base tonight for the Marauders. Marty the Marauder, the end of the dugout there. Getting ready to take part in some inning break festivities on the field. And Rice Dixon awaited the 1-2 pitch. Time called. He's ready. Yulia has the sign. The windup in the 1-2. Dixon takes a slider outside for ball two. It's a good slider for Tyrone Yulia. Mentioned on the pregame show that brings out really good slider. Sometimes has trouble commanding it. When it's on point, though, he will rack up those strikeouts. 2-2 pitch to Dixon. That's taken just low for ball three. A little bit of shock in the body language of catcher Anthony Siegler. He was ready to pop up and head to the dugout. Didn't get the call. 3-2 pitch to Dixon. He takes in the dirt for ball four. Brendan Dixon works a two-out walk. Jacob Gonzalez, the man who Anthony Garcia unseated as Florida State League Player of the Week, will step to the plate. Gonzalez in 19 games played, hitting .437 with a .506 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez takes upstairs. Four home runs, second on the team for Gonzo. 14 RBI, second most on the club, trailing only Jace Bowen, who has the night off tonight. Tying runner on first for the Marauders. Here at the bottom of the first inning. The 1-0, Gonzalez looks at a ball. Fastball a little too high. Tyrone Yulia in his third season as a professional began in the Dominican Summer League in 2019. He's played last season between the Complex and the Tarpons. The 2-0, Gonzalez brushed back a bit high and inside. The count moves to 3-0. Six-foot-three Gonzalez standing tall from the right side. Gets the 3-0 pitch from Yulia. That breaking ball is over for a strike. Nice looking pitch over the outer half. That always speaks to some tremendous confidence in the breaking ball, throwing it in a count like 3-0. Yulia nods the sign, now brings his hands together at the chest. The 3-1. Gonzalez takes this pitch low, and that's ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks for the Marauders. A big spot here for Rodolfo Nolasco. Before Nolasco can step to the dish, time called. Anthony Siegler out for a mound visit. Visit lasts no more than 3 or 4 seconds. Like the two men, more than anything, just wanted to make sure they have things together on the pitch signaling side of things with that runner on second base, Dixon, peering in. Rodolfo Nolasco, a 172 hitter to begin the year. One home run, 5 RBI. Here's the set. Yulia deals, and Nolasco checks his swing slightly and takes a pitch low, ball one. Brendan Dixon on second, Jacob Gonzalez on first. Both men earned two out walks. Yulia deals the 1-0. And pitch low for ball two. Relatively small-looking strike zone for Matt Watkowski tonight. One run, one hit for Tampa. No runs, no hits just yet for the Marauders. The 2-0 offering. Nolasco swings and lines it to left center field for a base hit. Being waved home is Brendan Dixon. Throw from Dominguez in from center field comes home. It is late and offline. Scoring is Dixon. Throw is wild and up to the backstop. Jacob Gonzalez moves up to third base. And Rodolfo Nolasco up to second base. A late and errant throw home by Jason Dominguez from left center field. And that costs the Tarpons. The Marauders have tied the score at one. And they now have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Number Alexander Mojica. He's been mired in a slump lately. Has a chance to dig himself out big time here in the first inning. Second and third, two away. Go-ahead run waiting on third base. Ullier checks the runner at third and deals to Mojica, who takes low and outside. That's Jacob Gonzalez representing the go-ahead run. Mojica swinging the two-tone bat with a black barrel and a light tan handle. Circling it over his shoulder gently as he waits. Now the 1-0. Mojica swings and bounces it foul up the third base line. That cool breeze still billowing in from right field. More and more gray clouds on their way. Flags atop the batter's eye at center field, blowing stiffly in that wind. Ullier sets and steps off the rubber. Right-hander wearing the navy blue sleeves, long sleeves underneath the navy blue jersey. Set at the chest. And the 1-1 pitch to Mojica. He swings and pops it up third base side. This will easily get out of play. Not an easy inning here for Tyrone Ullier. That was his 25th pitch thrown. That early 1-0 Tarpons lead has melted away. RBI single by Rodolfo Nolasco. Knotting the game up at 1-1 for the Marauders. Second and third, two outs, but Ullier ahead in the count, 1-2 on Alexander Mojica. Here's the pitch. Mojica swings and misses strike three. Ullier pumped in the heater at 95. And that's the inning, but the Nolasco RBI single ties it up at 1-1. We head to the second next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Just trying to stay dry here at Leecom Park on this dark and gray evening with the wind blowing hard in from right field. The Marauders and the Tarpons tied at one as we move into the second inning. Spencer Smith back with you from Leecom Park as we move into the top of the second. Right-hander Darvin Garcia, who took over an early long relief for rehabbing right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., will go up against 8-9-1 in the Tarpons order. Really does appear to be rain on the way, unfortunately, here in Bradenton. You can sort of feel that coolness in the air. Here's the first pitch to Ryan Fersalinas. Big slider cut on and missed for strike one. Tarpon's got a bases-loaded walk in the top of the first. Marauders tied it up on an RBI single by Rodolfo Nolasco in the home half. The 0-1, Salinas swings and taps it foul. Ryan Fersalinas, 21-year-old from San Felix in Venezuela, signed 5 years ago with the Yankees organization. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on the fastball, strike three. First strikeout of the night for Darvin Garcia. He'll go to work against Luis Santos. Quick windup and the pitch. Santos takes low and inside. Ball one. Marauders enter this game. First place in the West Division. Tarpons came in tonight, tied for fourth in the West. The 1-0 misses away. Ball two. These teams squaring off tonight for the first time since the 2021 League Championship Series. Marauders sweeping the series. 3-0. Took care of the first two games right here at Lecom Park and then celebrated on September the 24th up at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. The 2-0. Santos takes a knee-high strike. Continuing to celebrate last year's championship. Nice little championship logo banner now adorning the left field wall here at Lecom Park. The 2-1. Just outside from Garcia, 3-1. That's a new addition to the ballpark here. Garcia working from the first base side of the rubber into his motion, and the 3-1. Santos swings and hits a weak grounder to short. Chang has it. The throw to first is in time for the second out. Little oddball side spin on that ground ball. Hit close to the handle of the bat by Santos. Alexander Vargas be the next batter, and there is that championship logo banner now hanging on the left field wall for those watching on MLB TV tonight. First pitch to Vargas, swung on, popped up third base side. Shortstop Chang moving over to his right. He gives way to Alexander Mojica, who puts it away with a two-handed grab. Inning over. We head to the bottom of the second here in Bradenton. Marauders and Tarpons tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
If you're sitting behind home plate or on the third base side of Lecom Park tonight, you're getting a good dose of that cold wind blowing in from right field. It's really an ominous sign as far as the weather conditions approaching. Meanwhile, though, Juan Jerez leads off the bottom of the second for the Marauders, taking the first pitch from Tyrone Ulliep, high and inside, ball one. Marauders and Tarpons tied at one here at Lecom Park. Ulliep quickly into his windup and the 1-0. Jerez swings and pops it up on the third base side. This gets out of play. Had a very heavy rain shower mid-afternoon today. Tarpon on the field was short-lived, though. Very quickly pulled off as the sun came back out. 1-1 to Jerez. Swung on, lifted to right center field. Center fielder Dominguez rushing in, losing his hat. He's fighting the wind, and he makes the catch on the run. What a job by Jason Dominguez, fighting a hard wind on that high fly ball and making the catch on the full sprint. Wyatt Hendry will bat next. Drafted out of San Diego State just last year by the Pirates. Seventh round pick. Here is the motion. And the pitch. Hendry takes a look at a slider for strike one. Well, Hendry grew up in the Antelope Valley region of Southern California, about an hour north of L.A. So he's used to the wind. That's a very windy desert region. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, in the zone again, strike two on the inner half. Righty awaits the 0-2 from Ullier, who deals. Hendry takes low outside, that pitch rolling to the backstop. .95 on that last fastball, an errant one by Ullier, who comes home with a 1-2. Hendry takes in the dirt for ball two. And full disclosure, spent one season in the Antelope Valley myself as a broadcast assistant with the Lancaster Jethawks, at the time the high A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Remember hearing from one beat reporter at the time, Spencer, Chicago is the breezy city, Lancaster is the true windy city. Next pitch low, ball three, Wyatt Hendry works the count full. Wind slowing down momentarily as Ullier deals a 3-2. Hendry swings and chops this one foul. Hendry hitting .167 over his first 10 games. Has hit his first home run of the year. Came a few weeks ago in the series against Lakeland here at Lee-Com. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Hendry for strike three. That's two away for the Marauders here in the second. And strikeout number three in the evening for Tyrone Ullier. Sergio Campagna will dig in for the first time tonight. He's encountered a rough stretch lately. One for his last 23 at the plate. And spanning his last seven games. Campagna settled in the box. Now Ullier with the first pitch to him. That bounces up there for ball one. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Campagna has modified his batting stance somewhat. Maybe a little more bend in the knees. That torso a little more oriented toward home plate. Used to be a little more upright. The 1-0, swing and a miss for strike one. At least to begin the season, Campagna was a little more tall, upright, and a bit open. Ullier with the 1-1. Campagna swings and fouls it back. Marauders 1, Tarpons 1 here at Lee-Com. Top of the first inning, bases loaded, walk drawn by Anthony Siegler. Bottom half, Marauders tied the score on Rodolfo Nolasco RBI single. Base is empty with two away for Bradenton. Here's Ullier with a 1-2 pitch, and Campagna swings and misses strike three. The Marauders go in order here in the second inning. We're through two here at Lee-Com Park. Score tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lee-Com.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The Marauders and the Tarpons are tied at one here at Lee-Com Park. Right-hander Darvin Garcia waiting for a Marauders player to clear the field off to the right. Looks like Juan Jerez, who is warming up somebody between innings. Grabbing a baseball off the warning track. Here's Jason Dominguez leading off the third inning. He looks at a strike on the outside corner, 0-1 the count. Yankees' number three prospect earned a six-pitch walk his first plate appearance. Garcia with the 0-1. Dominguez swings and misses. 0-2 the count. Dominguez, the middle of three straight switch hitters in the top third of this order for the Tarpons. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty. Garcia steps off the rubber, quickly resetting himself. White jersey billowing in the breeze as the 0-2 pitch comes, and it's low and inside. The lights are on here at Lecom Park on this Tuesday night. Here's the windup and the 1-2 pitch. Dominguez jackknifes out of the way of a low and inside pitch. One home run, six RBI. Over 17 games for Dominguez. 2-2. Swinging a high fly ball deep right center field. Campagna center fielder runs after it and reaches up and makes the over-the-shoulder catch for out number one. Hard hit ball appeared to be destined for the gap. That wind blowing so hard in from right field is knocking down a lot of fly balls. Here's the big man, Anthony Garcia. Wide open stance from the left side. He gets the first offering and takes low and outside. Base is empty with one out. Ready. Garcia with the 1-0 pitch. That skips in the dirt low and inside. Ball two. Jonathan Johnston depending on Darvin Garcia to give him a little length. And early relief out of the Marauders' pen tonight. The windup. And the 2-0. Garcia thought about it. Takes low and outside. Ball three. Marauders one. Tarpons one. Top of the third inning here in Bradenton with nobody aboard, one out. The 3-0 pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball yanked foul down the first baseline. Manager Rachel Balkovec walking out of the way. Balkovec, first-year manager for the Tarpons. First full-time female manager in the history of affiliated baseball. She's come a long way to earn this opportunity. Here comes the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Garcia swings and pops it foul out of play on the third base side. Several years of experience for Balkovec previously as a hitting coach, a strength coach. An outstanding opportunity for her here in the 2022 season with the Tarpons. 3-2 from Garcia, and Garcia, the hitter, swings and misses for strike three. So Darvin wins the battle of the Garcias. And gets the swinging strikeout for out number two. Madison Santos batting cleanup as the DH tonight for the Tarpons. Going back for the second time. He singled in the first. Here's the pitch. Garcia gets that one into the zone at the knees. A called strike. Here's the motion, and the 0-1. Santos swings and foul tips it off of Hendry. Last six in a row retired by Darvin Garcia. Infield shifted around to the pole side on the lefty hitter. Here comes the 0-2. Santos takes a breaking ball just a little too high for ball one. Now he leaned out of the way a little bit. And that ball didn't miss by much. Here comes the windup and the 1-2. Taken just outside for ball two. Garcia trying to paint it a couple of times. Not getting the call, not getting Santos to bite either. Santos swings the light tan bat and gets the 2-2. Swing and a miss, down he goes, strike three. Darvin Garcia, seven in a row retired. And it's a scoreless third inning. We head to the bottom of the third. Marauders and the Tarpons tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the Marauders order coming up here in the bottom of the third inning. Spencer Smith back with you from Leecon Park. Under some rather stormy looking skies. Marauders and Tarpons locked at one apiece as right-hander Tyrone Ullier deals to Luke Brown, who swings the first pitch and pummels a line drive foul down the first base line. Bases loaded walk drawn in the top of the first by Anthony Siegler. Marauders tied it on an RBI single by Rodolfo Nolasco in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 to Brown misses inside from Ullier for ball one. Here's the windup and the 1-1. There's a swing and a miss. Brown ahead of the off-speed. Luke Brown went down on strikes his first time up, uncharacteristically chasing a pitch out of the zone. Here comes the 1-2. Brown swings and cues it. A slow bouncer toward third. Cabrera charges. The throw to first is just in time to get Brown for the first out. Well, Tyrone Ullier settled into a nice groove now. He's retired six in a row. He has struck out four. Sung Jae Chang steps in next. The windup and the offering. Chang swings and pops it foul over the third base side. Right-hander Justin Mice starting to throw in the Marauders' bullpen. Here's the 0-1. Check swing by Chang and a pitch up. He was able to hold up. Count 1-1. One out with the bases empty for Bradenton. Ullier winds and fires. 1-1, swing and a miss by Chang. This West Division matchup, first of six here this week between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Tarpons infield, shifting to the pole side against the left-handed batting Chang. Steps out of the box. And now plate umpire Matt Watkowski is calling. Automatic ball on the pitch clock violation by Tyrone Ullier. So they count 2-2 on Chang. He receives the 2-2 pitch from the righty. Taken high and outside for ball three. Chang, good discipline, leads the Marauders with 10 walks this season. The 3-2. Swinging a high fly ball to center field. Dominguez racing back. Wynn knocking it down, and Dominguez, drifting to his right slightly, makes the catch for the second out here in the third inning. The bring up Brendan Dixon. Worked a six-pitch walk his first time. Wind up and the toss. Dixon swings and bounces one to third. A foul ball fielded backhand behind the bag by Cabrera. Marauders winners of five of their last six. Lost only one game in the previous week's series to the Dunedin Blue Jays here at Lecom. Tarpons coming off a rain-shortened 3-2 series win over Lakeland. Here's Brendan Dixon with a swing and a high fly ball deep to center field. Dominguez back, still running back, and shy of the track. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up and three down go the Marauders. We move to the fourth, still tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Well, here on May the 3rd, 5-3, we remember former Marauders outfielder Evan Chambers spent five seasons playing in the Pirates organization, including the 2011 and 2012 seasons with the Marauders. Sadly, passed away in his sleep in December of 2013 due to a previously undetected genetic heart defect. He's remembered every day here in the Pirates and the Marauders families. And that number 53 adorns the boardwalk out in right field, right above the Marauders bullpen. We remember Evan Chambers. Former Marauder gone too soon. Justin Mice on a pitch for the Marauders here in the fourth inning. And the pitch to Marcos Cabrera. Swung on, lifted, foul. Out of play down the right field line. The Marauders and the Tarpons tied at one on this dark and gray, cloudy Tuesday evening. Mice into his windup. And the 0-2 pitch. Taken in tight. Cabrera lays off. Ball one. A little change of scenery within this season for Mice, who had begun the season exclusively as a starting pitcher. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and swatted foul down the third base line. Mice exclusively appearing as a starter until tonight. Jonathan Johnston needs a couple of extra arms to rise to the occasion. Behind rehabbing right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr., 1-2 pitch. Swinging a hard grounder to third. Past the diving reach of Alexander Mojica into left field for a hit. Leadoff base knock for Marcos Cabrera. And the Tarpons have a base runner for the first time since the first inning. Here's Anthony Siegler. Which hitter bats left-handed as Mice deals. Siegler goes after the first pitch and fouls it back. Justin Mice, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania native. Grew up just a 10-mile drive from PNC Park. Comes set.
And the 0-1 to Siegler. He swings and lines it to second base. That's through the second baseman. Dixon rolling into right field. Into third base goes Marcos Cabrera. Anthony Siegler stays put at first base. And Brandon Dixon couldn't handle that hard hit low liner. And the Tarpons get another base runner out of it. And that's been ruled an error on Dixon, his second of the season. Justin Mice going to have to maneuver out of danger here in the fourth inning. Grant Richardson, the batter. The pitch, fastball, strike in the inside corner. Mice sets. Quick worker deals the 0-1 pitch. Richardson takes a backdoor breaker a little high and outside. .438 ERA on the year for Justin Mice over his first three outings. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to left field. This one toward the corner. Brown back toward the corner. Does he have room? No, he does not. But this ball falls foul. Had the home run distance on it. The wind pushed that one foul off the bat of Richardson. That's just a long strike two. Grant Richardson almost with his second home run of the year. Seventeenth round pick by the Yankees last year. Richardson, 6'2", 210 pounds from the left side. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Wyatt Hendry able to snag it. Marcos Cabrera on third base represents the go-ahead run for the Tarpons here in the fourth inning. Now just a few tiny raindrops falling. Backdoor breaking ball misses wide for Mice. And the count full. Righty sets. 3-2 pitch. Richardson swings and blasts a line drive down the right field line of fair balls. Cabrera scores from third. Into third base comes Anthony Siegler. He's being waved home. Right fielder Nolasco gives it to first baseman Gonzalez. And the cutoff man will not make a relay throw. It's a two-run double by Grant Richardson. And the Tarpons take a 3-1 lead. Grant Richardson giving the Tarpons their second lead of the evening. Still nobody out here in the fourth inning. Reimfer Salinas, the batter. First pitch, a breaker in there for a strike. Salinas went down swinging in his first trip tonight. Here's the set by Mice. A look at second. The 0-1 pitch. A swing and a fastball lined into center field. Campagna coming in. He lays out and he makes a head first diving catch. What a play by Sergio Campagna. Robs Reimfer Salinas of a base hit. Grant Richardson can't move off of second base. Sergio Campagna, one of the finest defensive center fielders in the league. Able to go and get that one. That brings up Luis Santos. A man on second, one gone. Mice fires, and his fastball too high. Grant Richardson, a two-run double here in the fourth, putting the Tarpons back on top. Christian Charlie starting to loosen in the bullpen now. 1-0, big slider in for strike one. We were due to see Carlos Jimenez as the bulk man. Out of the pen tonight for the Marauders. Plans, at least for the moment, seem to have changed. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. Tarpon's doing a good job laying off that slider out of the zone from Justin Mice so far. The set. 2-1 pitch from Mice. Fastball low. Ball three. Righty on the first base end of the rubber. Deals the 3-1. That pitch swung on a miss. Strike two. Cranked it up to 95 on the fastball. Justin Mice facing Dunedin last time out here at Lee-Com. Five unearned runs over two-thirds of an inning, pitching behind the rehabbing Dwayne Underwood Jr., his first rehab outing. 3-2 now, swing and a fly ball into right field. Rodolfo Nolasco tracking it, running in. He makes the catch on the light jog and staying at second base after threatening to tag was Grant Richardson. Second baseman Brendan Dixon ran after that ball as well, lost his hat in the wind. That's become a pretty regular sight tonight. Guys losing their hats, running straight into the wind. Yep, it's dark. Those clouds may carry more than a little rain. Question is, will they come our way? Here's Alexander Vargas. Pitch by Mice. Vargas swings and misses early on the swing. Here's the set. Right-hander's 0-1 toss. Vargas takes on the inside corner for strike two. Was watching on MLB TV tonight. He saw that little osprey in his nest on the top of the light tower in right center field. Hear that osprey chirping up there. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A swing and a fly ball out to right field. Fairly deep. Nolasco back. Has room to work. And the wind knocking that one down. Also, he makes the catch. Inning over, but the Tarpons jump back in front on the Grant Richardson two-run double. 3-1 Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lee-Com Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Man and bird alike hoping that we don't get rained on tonight as the Marauders and the Tarpons head to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Lee-Com Park. That osprey you see on the top of the light pole out there in right center field for those watching on MLB TV tonight. Here's that osprey's been chirping for a while now. First pitch to Jacob Gonzalez, a slider for a strike. And have very limited knowledge, admittedly, about the birds that reside here in the Tampa Bay region. I wonder if that hints at something coming weather-wise, though. I wonder if those birds can tell the change in the temperature and atmospheric conditions. I wonder if that bird thinks that rain's coming. Next pitch misses low and outside to Jacob Gonzalez. 1-1 the count. Pitch number 3 coming. He swings and clubs one foul down the left field line and into the metal bleachers. We have had plenty of that cold wind blowing in from right field. Thankfully, things have stayed away, though. The 1-2, Gonzalez lays off high, ball two. Gonzalez with a 5-pitch walk in the first inning. Extended his team best on base streak to 20 consecutive games. 2-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and grounds one softly right to the first baseman Garcia, who flips to Ullier covering. And it's in time, one gone. Eight in a row retired by Tyrone Ullier. brings up Rodolfo Nolasco, who drove in the Marauders' only run back in the first inning. At the time, it was a game-tying RBI single to center field. Ullier delivers, and Nolasco swings and smashes a line drive right to the third baseman Cabrera, who goes into a deep squat to make the catch. And rapidly, two outs for the Marauders here in the fourth inning. Alexander Mojica will come up to bat. Wind up and the pitch. Mojica takes way outside. Christian Charlie has resumed throwing in the Marauders' pen. Here's the motion, the 1-0 toss. Swinging a high fly ball. This one may stay on the infield, left side of the infield. Shortstop Vargas trots in and makes the catch. The Marauders go quickly and quietly here in the fourth inning. We move to the fifth. Tarpons lead at 3-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. Back here at Lecom Park in Bradenton, the Marauders trail the Tampa Tarpons by a score of 3-1. We make our way to the top of the fifth inning. Right-hander Christian Charlie, native of the Dominican Republic, will step onto the mound. He is already the fourth different pitcher to toe the rubber tonight for the Marauders. Two, three, four in the Tarpons order coming up with Jason Dominguez getting the visitors started. Baseball America's number three prospect in the Yankee system. 0-1 with a walk in his first plate appearance. Charlie delivers, and Dominguez takes low, ball one. Charlie sets, and the right-hander's 1-0. Dominguez swings, a little bit of a tentative-looking swing, bounces it foul, first base side. 2.89 ERA on the year for Charlie. Over five appearances, opponents hitting just 194 off of him. Just a very light drizzle starting to fall now here in Bradenton. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, misses high. Couple of fans popping those umbrellas open. Some folks have brought their ponchos to the yard too. The 2-1 pitch, Dominguez swings and fouls it back. Speed, power, throwing arm, glove. Jason Dominguez has it all. He's off to a slow start this season, though. Hitting .213, one home run, six RBI, playing in his 14th game. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Dominguez swings and misses strike three. Christian Charlie pumps it by him on the high heater. One gone here in the fifth inning. Jason.
brings up the dangerous Anthony Garcia. Tarpons lead by two here at the top of the fifth inning. Charlie, glove in front of his face, comes set. There's that drizzle falling here in Bradenton. Pitch to Garcia is swung on and missed. Charlie going off speed on the first pitch. The righty sets. And the 0-1, Garcia lays off low. Marauders looking for win number 6 in their last 7 games tonight. They're going to have to come back in this one to do that, though. The 1-1 pitch, Garcia takes inside corner at the knees for strike 2. Charlie hitting his spots tonight. Temperature quickly dropping here in Bradenton as that drizzle falls here at Lecom Park. The 1-2 pitch, Garcia turns away from it and takes the fastball a bit high for ball 2. Anthony Garcia has that black shin guard up in the upper part of his shin, just below his knee. The 2-2 pitch, low and inside for ball 3. Usually you see that shin guard sort of contoured to fit the player's lower part of the shin and the top of their foot. The shin protector a little bit different. Garcia awaits a 3-2 pitch. Here it is from Charlie. Garcia takes too high on the slider for ball 4. Garcia's first time aboard. And one out base runner for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Madison Santos. Charlie surveying the scene around him. Marauders outfielders playing fairly deep here, especially the center fielder Campagna. Santos, the lefty batter, gets the first offering from Charlie, and it's a fastball strike at 92. Charlie will reach the upper 90s with a fastball. We've seen 95, 96 from him this season. Middle infielders pinching close to the bag here for Bradenton. The 0-1 to Santos. He swings, fouls it back out of play. Charlie with that light tan glove up against his face, peering in over the top of the glove for the signal. Now he comes set. The 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball too high, ball 1. Santos lays off. He's 1-for-2, a single in the first inning, struck out swinging in the third. Here's the set by the righty, small lead off first, meanwhile by Garcia. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, down goes Santos, strike 3. Another punch out by Charlie here in the fifth inning. And as he looks to strand that runner on first, Marcos Cabrera will be the hitter. A walk at a single for Cabrera. Led off the fourth inning with a single and later came around to score the go-ahead run. Tarpon still lead 3-1 as we play in the visitors' half of the fifth inning. Pitch by Charlie. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball. Christian Charlie bringing the A-plus stuff out of the bullpen here in the fifth inning. Already the fourth different Marauders pitcher tonight. The 0-1. Swing and a miss through the fastball for strike 2. Well, Arsenal is working for the righty. Anthony Garcia on first base after his one-out walk. With two away, the count 0-2 on Marcos Cabrera. Closed off stance. Here's the pitch. That's taken low and outside. That's a pretty unorthodox two-strike stance for Marcos Cabrera. Extremely closed off. Almost has that front shoulder turned away from the pitcher. Pretty close. Next pitch, low and outside for ball 2. That closed off stance is such that the opposing pitcher can see that silver number 10 on the back of the navy blue jersey in full view. Here is the set. And the 2-2 toss is swung on and fouled off the plate umpire, Matt Watkowski. And he looks to determined to shake it off, but catcher Wyatt Hendry pulling a kind and classy move. We'll go and chat with Charlie on the mound for a bit and give Wachowski a minute to shake that off. Tarpon's threatening to add on to their two-run lead here in the fifth inning. Meanwhile, that light drizzle continues to fall here in Bradenton. These two teams are trying to battle their way through it. And hopefully we won't see a stoppage of play. Another right-hander tossing in the Bradenton pen now. Charlie is set. The 2-2 pitch to Cabrera is swung on and foul, tipped into the mitt of Hendry. Strike three. A man left stranded here in the fifth, but the Tarpons still lead 3-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Marauders trail the Tampa Tarpons 3-1. We make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning at Lecom Park. And Bradenton still trying to fully crack the code against right-hander Tyrone Ullier. Designated hitter Juan Jerez will get the home club started here in the fifth. Wind-up and the pitch by Ullier. There's a swing and a high fly ball deep to left field. Richardson sprinting back, running back, onto the warning track. He reaches up and makes the catch. Back up against the bullpen wall. Juan Jerez coming up just shy of a solo homer. Just a deep out number one instead. That'll bring up Wyatt Hendry. Here's the pitch to Hendry from Ullier. Check swing foul ball off to the right side. Just over the Marauders dugout. Rain increasing slightly here in Bradenton. Here's the windup and the toss. 0-1, taken high. Ball one. Difference maker in this game, a two-run go-ahead double by Grant Richardson for the Tarpons in the fourth inning. Here's the windup and the 1-1. Hendry takes inside. That hit coming off Justin Mice, who pitched the fourth inning only for Bradenton. There's Carlos Jimenez loosening up again in the Marauders' bullpen. The 2-1, breaking ball, swung on, tapped foul. So we will still see Carlos Jimenez after all in some capacity. Out of the Marauders' pen, he was scheduled to be the bulk guy behind the rehabbing Pirates right-hander Dwayne Underwood Jr. Ullier with the windup and the 2-2. Hendry takes outside on the slider. Ball 3, 3-2. Eerie golden glow over the field and the surroundings here in Bradenton. Those dark clouds combining with the stadium lights and just a touch of sunset off to the west. Now the 3-2 pitch to Hendry is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Wyatt Hendry down on strikes his last time up. Here comes pitch number 7 from Ullier. Hendry swings and grounds it to short. Slowly hit, Vargas fields it, and the throw to first is low and gets through Anthony Garcia. Wyatt Hendry will not advance past first base, though, as the sidewall keeps it close to Garcia. That's a throwing error charged to the shortstop Vargas, his fourth of the season. Now the defense is so far one of the seeming shortcomings of Anthony Garcia's game, one in which he has a little bit of work to go in still. Wasn't able to make that backhand pick on the low throw to first base. Sergio Campagna, the batter, he shows bunt and tries a stab at it. Instead, fouls it off the catcher, Siegler. Briefly doubles over in pain. Now he's up and walking around. Definitely in a little discomfort. Campagna at the plate represents the tying run for the Marauders here in the fifth inning. Wind blowing straight in from center field now. Conditions becoming a little more damp as Ullier sets chest high. The 0-1, Campagna swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball. Campagna down on strikes his first time. Wyatt Hendry on first for Bradenton, reaching on a one-out throwing error by Alexander Vargas. Ullier, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Campagna. Strike 3. 5 strikeouts on the night now for Tyrone Ullier. That matches his season high from 2 weeks ago. With that out also, Tyrone Ullier has matched his season high with 4 2/3 innings pitched. Trying to get one more out to make it a clean 5 provided for his team. Luke Brown, the hitter. Here's the pitch. Brown takes in the dirt. Scooped out by Siegler. Looking Hendry back to first. That steady drizzle still falling here at Lecom Park. Probably at the moment for players on the field more annoying than anything else. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. Brown swings and hits this one high to deep right field. Salinas back. He's onto the warning track. He's at the wall, leaps up, and makes the catch. What a play by Salinas in right field. A jumping catch, robbing Luke Brown of extra bases. We're through 5 here in Bradenton. The Marauders trail the Tarpons 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Tampa Tarpons, managed by the history maker, Rachel Balkovic, in her first season at the helm for the Tarpons. They'll bring their big bats to the dish here in the sixth inning. Tarpons leading the Marauders 3-1 here at Lee Cobb Park. As Carlos Jimenez enters from the bullpen, right-hander deals. Anthony Siegler lays off high, ball one. Christian Charlie, one scoreless inning. Giving way to Carlos Jimenez. Electric armed right-hander winds and deals and misses low and inside to the left-handed batting Siegler for ball two. Well, talking about Rachel Balkovic, who manages from the first base coaching box. A little bit different from the norm. Usually see a manager work the third base coach's box in the minor leagues. 2-0 pitches swung on, laced into right field for a base hit. Right fielder Nolasco up with the ball. And it's a leadoff single for Anthony Siegler. Really great to meet Rachel Balkovic pregame today, briefly. Born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. Making her way through the baseball world and finding herself managing the Tarpons here in 2022. Blazing trails for girls and young women everywhere looking to get into baseball. Grant Richardson, the batter for the Tarpons now. He takes the first pitch, a strike from Jimenez. Balkovic began her career in 2012, a temporary contract strength and conditioning coach. And rookie ball for the Cardinals, the Johnson City Cardinals, in the Appalachian League. 0-1 pitch, Richardson swings and misses. Nasty stuff from Jimenez. Balkovic went on to get a full-time role as Johnson City's affiliate strength and conditioning coordinator. First time a woman held that role in baseball. Already making history as of 8-plus years ago. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Richardson swings and misses. Down he goes, strike three. One gone for Reinfert Salinas. He's 0-2. Hit one hard last time, though, to the center fielder Campagna, who made a diving catch. Sporadic flashes of lightning going off in the distance behind center here in Bradenton. Righty on righty, pitch to Salinas. Swung on a missed. Went after the high heater. Long look in by Jimenez. Now the righty sets, working on the first base end of the rubber. Comes home with the 0-1. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss for strike two. Well, Carlos Jimenez, when he has that feel for his entire arsenal, is extremely tough to square up. It will rack up the strikeouts in bunches. Reinfert Salinas steps out of the box, calling time. Jimenez, 11 strikeouts over his first 8 1/3 innings this season. He is set. The 0-2 pitch to Salinas, who's taken at the knee. Strike three called. 95 on the heater. And Carlos Jimenez gets back-to-back strikeouts here in the sixth inning. Luis Santos next up. He's 0-2. Somehow we have managed to stay mostly dry so far tonight in Bradenton. Off and on drizzles the last couple of innings. Jimenez deals to Santos, who takes up and away. Those angry-looking clouds are starting to recede somewhat. Look over right field and some slightly sunnier-looking skies peeking out from in between the clouds. We hope that indeed, most of the scary stuff is already behind us. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball almost bent into the zone, but missed by a hair. Ball two. Here's the set. 2-0 pitch, runners going. Pitches inside. Hendry's throw down to second base is not nearly in time. It arrives on a bounce. Dixon makes the pick. And in at second base with a steal is Anthony Siegler. That's his second swipe of the season. Meanwhile, the count goes to 3-0 on Luis Santos. We got another look at that Siegler steal. Good job by Brendan Dixon, preventing it from bouncing into center field. Carlos Jimenez trying to battle his way back from a 3-0 count. Pitcher and catcher come to an agreement now. Jimenez sets. Here is the 3-0 pitch. Fastball low. He lost it. 4-pitch walk issued to the number 9 hitter in the order, Luis Santos. That brings up Alexander Vargas. First, a visit to the mound by pitching coach Yorman Bazardo. It's been a Johnny Holstaff kind of day for the Marauders. Dwayne Underwood Jr., rehabbing Pirates right-hander. Lasted just 2/3 of an inning. Touched for a run on a hit and a pair of walks. Darvin Garcia came on and took over the rest of the inning. He ended up pitching the next two full innings. We saw an inning of work from Justin Mice, a scoreless inning from Christian Charlay. Now Carlos Jimenez pitching his first inning here in the sixth, drawing a visit from his pitching coach. Yorman Bazardo in those legendary Sox, black Sox with the gold stripes, always a welcome sight down on the field. Mound visit over. And we go to the next at bat, Alexander Vargas. We'll get settled in the box. Tall, spindly left-handed hitter. With an open stance, gets the pitch and swings and misses over the top of the off-speed. 0-1, Alexander Vargas 0-3 from the leadoff spot tonight. Anthony Siegler on second for the Tarpons. Luis Santos on first. Two outs in the top of the sixth. Tampa leading 3-1. Jimenez delivers. The 0-1 swung on a miss for strike two. Snap throw into second base and a leaping Sung Che Ching. Grabbing that high throw from Hendry. Not very often do you see a snap throw down to second base by a catcher. And Anthony Siegler, who is Wyatt Hendry's counterpart, jokingly giving him the settle-down gesture. Palms facing down. Here's the set. And the 0-2 pitch. Bounces in the dirt. Hendry keeps it close. Nice work. Runners won't go anywhere. Always have to be on your toes. A guy like Carlos Jimenez can and will waste an off-speed pitch in the dirt. Try and get a hitter to chase. As a catcher, Wyatt Hendry, Giovanni Planchart, Jacob Goldfarb, Marauders catchers, always on their toes this season. The set, now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Jimenez strands a pair here in a scoreless sixth inning. Marauders bats trying to get to work. They trail 3-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders looking for runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they'll look to do so against a new Tampa pitcher. Right-hander Enrique Santana takes over in relief for Tyrone Ulier. Cloudy evening here in Bradenton. Flashes of lightning intermittently beyond center field. And we have received a couple of drizzles. Nothing major, though, and we play right on. Tampa 3, Bradenton 1. And here for the bottom of the sixth, top of the order for the Marauders. Rather 2, 3, and 4. It'll be Sungche Cheng leading off. He looks low and inside. Ball one. Three runs, four hits for the Tarpons. One run, just one hit for the Marauders. Santana sets his 1-0 offering. Cheng swings and bounces it foul. Enrique Santana, 24-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Outstanding start to his year. 5 2/3 scoreless innings across four appearances. Opponents batting 250 off of him. 1-1. Cheng swings and bounces it weakly foul up the first baseline. Only run for the Marauders tonight, coming on an RBI single to center by Rodolfo Nolasco way back in the first inning. Casey Harms, Marauders first base coach, grabbing that foul ball and tossing it to Giovanni Planchart, making his way back to the dugout from out in the bullpen. Here's the set. Santana comes home with a 1-2, swing and a dribbler foul by Cheng. Cheng, a little shake of his head to himself, looked like he wasn't thrilled at himself for going after that pitch. Cheng has hit safely in 7 of his last 9 games, hitting .277, a pair of homers, and 13 RBI this season. The 1-2. Cheng swings and misses in the dirt. Plucked out by Siegler, the catcher fires onto first in time to complete the strikeout. One gone for the Marauders here in the sixth inning. Brendan Dixon will be the next batter. Final line, by the way, tonight for Tarpon starter Tyrone Ulier. 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. Walked only 2 and struck out 5. Those 5 strikeouts match a season high. 5 innings pitched a season high. First pitch to Dixon. Slider right down the middle of strike. Santana kicks and deals. 0-1 bounces up in front of the plate and to the backstop. Home white jersey for Brendan Dixon, all full of dirt. Came into home plate on a hard slide as he scored on the Rodolfo Nolasco RBI single back in the first inning. The 1-1 pitch. Dixon lifts his arms up and out of the way. Almost got hit by that pitch. Two and one on the second baseman from Argyle, Texas. Dixon, the 20th round pick last year by the Pirates, out of Weatherford College. The 2-1. Dixon swings, pops it up, out of play on the first base side. mentioned the Tarpons coming off a rain-shortened 3-2 series win over Lakeland. They got swept in their previous series against Clearwater. Santana deals the 2-2. Dixon swings in. Bounces one foul on the third baseline. Tampa's roster currently featuring 5 players in Baseball America's preseason top 30 prospect rankings for the Yankees system. We refer to Jason Dominguez, number 3 prospect. He's the highest ranked on this Tarpons roster. 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to center field. Shallow. Dominguez trotting in and makes the routine catch one-handed. For round number 2. Big lightning strike going off beyond center field as that ball came down. Jacob Gonzalez will try and spark a little something with 2 outs here in the 6th. Free pass back in the first inning, but he was left stranded on third, representing the go-ahead run at the time. Santana fires, and Gonzalez swings big and foul tips it into the mitt. Gonzalez a 20-game on-base streak. Hitting .431 on the season, a .506 on-base percentage. The 0-1. Low and outside. Good eye on the slider. Major flash of lightning that time beyond left field. Whole horizon lighting up, and even a little lightning bolt. Those things really are fascinating to watch from a distance. The 1-1 from Santana. Gonzalez takes low and outside, plucked out of the dirt by Siegler. 2 balls and a strike. First of a 6-game series here in Bradenton between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Time called. Plate umpire Matt Watkowski granting time to the catcher Siegler, who appears to have maybe something stuck in his eye. Gives him a moment to recover. Gonzalez digs his way back in, gripping that light tan bat with the bright white batting gloves. Circling the bat over his right shoulder. He gets the 2-1 from Santana and is hit in the back. Gonzalez spikes the bat in frustration out of the way. So a 2-out hit by pitch issued by Santana brings the tying run to the plate for the Marauders. Seemed to get Gonzalez actually right in the left shoulder. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. RBI single back in the first inning, producing the only Marauders run so far. The pitch to him here is cut on a missed strike 1. Chasing a slider low. Nolasco also squared one up last time, but it was a line out to the third baseman. The 0-1, Nolasco backs away from an errant breaking ball inside. Tarpons lead the Marauders 3-1, bottom of the 6th inning at Lecom Park. Rodolfo Nolasco represents the tying run at the plate. Now the 1-1. He swings and misses. Strike 2, fooled on another slider. Nolasco with his RBI single in the first, breaking an 0-for-11 slump. Trying to deliver a hit here in the 6th. The 1-2 pitch, Nolasco takes just outside for ball 2. And the bewildered Tarpons remain on the field. Look like both pitcher and catcher made a slight twitch move toward that third base dugout. Can't blame him. Santana is set. Now the 2-2 to Nolasco. He swings and punches on the ground into right field, a base hit. Jacob Gonzalez stops at second as the right fielder Salinas gets the ball in quickly. And Rodolfo Nolasco didn't exactly make it look pretty, but able to guide that ball into right field for a single. Bit of a jam shot, an inside-out swing by Nolasco. Now a big spot for Alexander Mojica, who is 0-for-2. First and second, two away. Now time called. We're going to see a mound visit from the pitching coach, Grayson Crawford. Well, if you're just joining us, 3-1, the Tarpons lead the Marauders as we play in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tarpons wasted no time tonight. One out walk drawn by Jason Dominguez early in the game. He later came in to score on a bases loaded walk to Anthony Siegler. That came from Darvin Garcia, who took over in early relief of rehabbing righty Dwayne Underwood Jr. Marauders in the bottom of the first tied the score immediately. Brennan Dixon a walk. Jacob Gonzalez a walk. Rodolfo Nolasco with the RBI single to tie it at one. Neither team scored in the second or the third. Top of the fourth, though, the Tarpons retook the lead. Marcos Cabrera, leadoff single. Anthony Siegler reached on an error. And Grant Richardson brought them both home on a two-run double. And that's where we stand. 3-1, Tarpons lead. Alexander Mojica digs into the box. First and second, two outs. Santana, the righty, deals. Mojica takes a fastball strike up in the zone. Santana brings his hands together just above the belt. And the 0-1 pitch is taken low, very close. That's ball one. Good-looking slider, tight spin. Mojica laying off. Jacob Gonzalez takes his lead off second base. Rodolfo Nolasco off of first. Here's Santana's 1-1. Mojica takes this pitch low, a fastball that time for ball two. Marauders going to have to leverage a little bit of discipline here. They've chased a couple of times in key situations tonight. Santana is set. With men on first and second, the 2-1 offering. Mojica takes low again for ball three. Alexander Mojica with runners in scoring position struggling. Hitting just 176 in such spots. Hitters count 3-1. Santana sets. And the pitch coming. Mojica has that one sail over his head all the way to the backstop. The walk forces up the runners, though. Base is now loaded for Bradenton. And that will bring up Juan Jerez. Juan Jerez with a bases loaded opportunity here in the sixth inning. And Alexander Mojica is being lifted for a pinch runner. Mike Jarvis is going to run at first base for Mojica. He represents the go-ahead run for Bradenton. Mike Jarvis pinch running for Alexander Mojica at first base. Bases loaded, two outs. Santana sets. He deals to Juan Jerez, who swings and misses through the first pitch off the plate. He chased the slider away. Jerez sent one deep to left field his last time up, all the way to the wall. Not enough to send it over the wall. Here's the 0-1. He swings and misses for strike two. Another slider had him flailing. Try to protect here on 0-2 and look to put something in play. The Marauders trying to capitalize on this bases-loaded opportunity. Enrique Santana is set. The 0-2 pitch is taken inside, ball one. Jacob Gonzalez on third base. Rodolfo Nolasco at second. The pinch runner Mike Jarvis on first base. The pitch. Jerez takes a breaking ball just high and tight for ball two. Outfield playing Jerez straight away. Infield playing him slightly to the pole side. There comes the 2-2 from Santana. Jerez swings and lifts it to left field down the line. On the run, Richardson toward the corner. He disappears and can't make the catch on the foul ball. There's that little tiny bit of the left field corner here at Lecom Park where left fielder can disappear into that corner from the view of the press box. And that's where Grant Richardson nestled himself, not quite able to make the catch. Juan Jerez will try to straighten one out now. Marauders trailing by just two runs with the bases loaded here in the sixth. The 2-2 pitch once more. Jerez swings and misses strike three, and the Marauders cannot take advantage of the bases loaded opportunity. They leave them full. We move to the seventh. Tampa 3, Bradenton 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Tarpons 3, Marauders 1. We go to the 7th inning. Jason Dominguez leads off for the Tarpons. He goes after the first pitch and tops it foul. It's 0-1. Spencer Smith back with you from Lecon Park, where for the most part we have stayed dry tonight. That's about all we could have asked for. Carlos Jimenez, right-hander, trying to keep this game close. Here's his 0-1 way outside for ball 1. Homestand with all sorts of fun and games coming up, especially this weekend. We'll tell you more about those in just a minute. 1-1 pitch. Dominguez swings big and misses. Strike 2. Jason Dominguez, 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. Switch hitter bats from the left side against the righty Jimenez. Here's the windup and the 1-2 pitch. Dominguez swings and it's a bouncer past the mound. Shortstop Chang takes it behind the bag and throws to first in time. One away. Well, fans, coming up this weekend, first of all, we have Hispanic Heritage Celebration. The Marauders will celebrate local Hispanic and Latin heritage, take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras for Copa de la Diversión. And fans who purchase a special ticket package, they'll get a limited edition Roberto Clemente hat. We have one of those here in the booth to show you. Some bright teal and bright green. Fun design to that hat. Here's Anthony Garcia digging in. He takes the first pitch a bit low, ball 1. So for those watching on MLB TV, here is that Clemente hat. Bright colors. It's got that Clemente number 21 on it. Doesn't fit well on top of the headset. Next pitch to Garcia. A strike in the knees, 1-1. So that's coming up this Friday, May the 6th. Game time 6:30. Gates open at 5:30. Also be a pregame live music performance by Renacito. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike 2. And we will also have the sons of Roberto Clemente, Roberto Jr. and Luis. They'll be in attendance signing autographs and throw ceremonial first pitches. That's coming up this Friday. 1-2 pitch low, ball 2. Tickets for that game and more available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Bases empty, one away for Anthony Garcia. Marauders trailing the Tarpons 3-1 here in the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Taken upstairs, ball three. We also have a fun Saturday ahead for us. More on that in just a minute. And the drizzle has returned here at Lecom. Those lights in the outfield illuminating that rain falling. 3-2 pitch. Garcia takes just outside for ball four. He gets the one-out walk. His second free pass of the night. Now coming up also this Saturday, May the 7th, we have Margaritaville Night coming up at Lecom Park, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Pre-game concert on the Fan Plaza by Trop Rock Junkies. And fans for Saturday's game also can purchase a special ticket package. You can do that and you'll receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Pretty snazzy looking blue Hawaiian themed shirt. Give you a look at that one if you're watching on MILB TV tonight. First pitch to Madison Santos, swung on and missed. And here it is. A beauty of a Hawaiian shirt. Special ticket package purchased for Saturday's game, Margaritaville Night. We'll get you those nice duds. 0-1 pitch to Santos, who swung on and missed. Strike two. The Marauders also on Saturday will wear Margaritaville-themed jerseys. They'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Tickets available for all games on this homestand online at BradentonMarauders.com. Jimenez, the 0-2 to Santos, swinging a high fly ball deep to right field, down the line. This ball is foul down the line. That was close. No doubt that it had the distance on it. Madison Santos just yanking it foul. Another look at it. And granted, we don't have the most straight-on angle here, so difficult to see, but plate umpire Matt Watkowski gazing directly down that right field line. He had a good look at it. Count remains 0-2 on Santos. 1-for-3, a single and a pair of strikeouts. Anthony Garcia on first base. The 0-2 again from Jimenez. Taken high, ball one. Drizzle still lightly, gently falling on the field here at Lecom. Pickoff moved to first by Jimenez, and it sails over Gonzalez's head. Carom off the sidewall, slips on by the second baseman Dixon. And make that the second baseman Jarvis. And so, Anthony Garcia reaches on the errant pickoff move by Carlos Jimenez. Do have that defensive change for you, by the way. Dixon, the starting second baseman, moves over to third base. Mike Jarvis takes second base after he pinch ran for Alexander Mojica. Runner on second now with one gone. 1-2 on Madison Santos. Right-hander kicks and fires. And pitch way outside for ball two. Marauders trailing by just two runs. They're still very much in this game. Carlos Jimenez trying to maneuver around this runner on second base, though, and keep this game as close as possible going into the late innings. 2-2 pitch. Taken at the knees. Strike three. Carlos Jimenez sets Madison Santos down on strikes. Two away here in the seventh inning. Marcos Cabrera will bat next. Giant flashes of lightning beyond the outfield have gradually made their way from beyond right center field to now beyond left field is where those are flashing with great regularity. First toss from Jimenez to Cabrera. Big breaking ball, a check swing, a pitch called a strike anyway on the outside corner. Marcos Cabrera with that tall, closed-off stance from the right side. Jimenez disengages from the rubber. Well, closed stances nowadays in baseball really aren't that common. Think about it. Open stances really seem to be the more popular way to go. Here's the set. Jimenez offers up the 0-1. Fastball low and outside for ball one. Now you look at footage of baseball games from maybe the 70s, the 80s. It seemed as if almost every player had a closed stance to some degree. Not sure what exactly the reason behind that is. Gradually over the years, the prevailing popular option has been the open stance. 1-1 pitch. That's a fastball for strike two. Only a couple of examples in the major leagues, at least, of guys with outright closed stances. Josh Donaldson of the Yankees definitely comes to mind. Well, he's definitely a lot more crouched in his stance than his Cabrera here. He's very upright. Giancarlo Stanton also closed off. 1-2 pitch. That's low for ball two. Good slider. Wyatt Hendry letting Carlos Jimenez know that, pointing to him with his mitt. There's that front toe turned inward by Marcos Cabrera. Not something you see very often. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Carlos Jimenez strands a man on second, and it's time to stretch here at Lecom Park. 3-1 Tampa leads. Marauders looking for runs. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Fighting off the drizzle here at Lecom Park in Bradenton, the Marauders trail the Tarpons by a score of 3-1. Go to the bottom of the seventh inning. And game one of the six-game series, Wyatt Hendry will lead off for the Marauders. New pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons, right-hander Harold Cortijo. Take over the second man out of the pen tonight for the visiting Tarpons. His windup in the pitch to Hendry is a breaking ball over for a strike. Harold Cortijo, 6'2", 180 pounds, born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball again, cut on a missed for strike two. Marauders saw a little bit of Cortijo late last season. Here's the windup in the 0-2. Breaking ball again has swung on and fouled back. Cortijo, as mentioned, born in Puerto Rico, but attended high school in Maryland. Riverdale Baptist High School in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball swung on and drilled on a high liner foul down the left field line. Hendry stays alive at 0-2. Left fielder Grant Richardson having to go retrieve that up against the warning track by the Tarpons bullpen. He's back to his position. Wyatt Hendry, Sergio Campagna, and Luke Brown, 8-9-1 in the order here this inning. The 0-2 again, swinging a line drive right side, shot foul. Wyatt Hendry trying to put something into play, looking to spark a Marauders rally. The 0-2 again bounces in the dirt for a ball all the way to the backstop. And Cortijo not happy with himself after not getting a good release point. Here comes the windup from the right-hander in the 1-2. That breaking ball bounces in there for ball two. Hendry, over his last seven games, just one for his last 18 at the plate. Trying to push his way back into the hit column. Here comes the 2-2. Hendry swings and grounds it through the hole left side. A base hit into left field. So there is a wide Hendry base knock. Gets the Marauders started off right here in the seventh. Crisply hit out of the reach of the shortstop Vargas to his backhand side. That brings up Sergio Campana. Tarpons 3, Marauders 1, bottom of the seventh inning. Cortijo sets above the belt and the pitch. Breaking ball, a big one, drops into the zone for a strike. Strikeouts becoming a mounting problem for Campana. He gets the 0-1 from Cortijo. Swings and it's a bouncer. Third base line foul onto the grass. Tarpon's quickly running to pick that up, thinking that ball may have had a chance to spin back fair. Limited all chances of that when that ball ended up on the grass. Campana, one for his last 25, that span including 13 strikeouts. Going to try and put bat to ball here in the seventh inning. The 0-2, he takes strike three on a breaking ball up in the zone. And not so much as a word, he walks away. Now number one. That was a nasty breaker from Harold Cortijo. And Luke Brown, who put a charge into one last time, will stand in for the fourth time this evening. A leadoff first base by Hendry. Here's the pitch. Brown swings and misses, chasing a changeup low. And last time up in the fifth inning, Luke Brown skied one to deep right field. The drive took Salinas all the way to the wall, where he leaped up and made the catch up against the bullpen. The 0-1. Swinging a dribbler halfway back to the mound. Cortijo scrambles, picks it up, throws to first, and can't make the pick. Garcia, and up to third base now goes Wyatt Hendry. Anthony Garcia couldn't make the pick on the low throw from Cortijo. Everybody safe on the play. Runners on first and third now with only one gone. That was a tough play for Cortijo to make. He barehanded it. And Anthony Garcia's mitt just didn't seem to be anywhere close where the ball was. Sung Che Chang, one of the most clutch hitters of the first month of the season for Bradenton, will stand at the plate. Here's the set. And the pitch. Chang takes high and outside, ball one. The pitch. Chang takes up and away again. 2-0. Harold Cortijo battling a little bout of wildness here in the seventh inning. First and third, one away. Tying run aboard. Go ahead, run at the plate for the Marauders. Here's the 2-0. Chang shows bunt, pulls back, and takes the pitch just off the outside corner. It's 3-0. Wyatt Hendry on third base. He smacked a single to lead off the inning. Took third on the throwing error by Cortijo. Luke Brown on first base. Here's the 3-0 toss. Chang taking all the way. It's a fastball strike. A couple of men starting to stir in that Tarpon's left field bullpen. Cortijo with a 3-1. Chang swings and pops it up towards shallow left center. Playable for the shortstop Vargas. He waves his arms and he makes the two-handed catch for the second out. Marauders would hate to waste this opportunity here in the seventh. They left the bases full without a run. In the sixth inning, Brendan Dixon will be the man trying to bring him home. Brendan Dixon began the game as the second baseman, slid over to third base after Mike Jarvis came on as a pinch runner. Time called. Pitching coach Grayson Crawford out for a mound visit with Harold Cortillo. Good news is that in the meantime, at least to the naked eye here, that drizzle seems to have stopped. Pitcher, catcher, pitching coach, just the three of them on the mound. Cortillo covering his mouth with his glove as he converses with his pitching coach. Yeah, look up at those lights here at the ballpark and not seeing any raindrops illuminated. So we're keeping dry at the moment. Harold Cortillo for the Tarpons, trying to bail the visitors out of trouble here in the seventh. Brendan Dixon trying to deliver a timely hit. Marauders trail by two. Here's the pitch. Big breaking ball, too high. Ball one. With runners in scoring position this season, Brendan Dixon hitting .364. Here's the 1-0. He swings and drills this one to left center field. Center fielder Dominguez charging in, loses his hat on the run, and he makes the catch. Inning over, the Marauders strand another pair here in the seventh. We move to the eighth. Tampa still leads 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Of the bullpens tonight in Bradenton. Marauders coming up on the short end so far. They trail the Tarpons 3-1 here at Lecom Park. Carlos Jimenez back for another inning of work on the bump. For the Tarpons, it'll be 6, 7, and 8 in their order. Catcher Anthony Siegler, switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty, digs in, and Carlos Jimenez gets the signal from Wyatt Hendry. Jimenez with the windup, and the right-hander's offering. Siegler looks at a fastball, strike one. Spencer Smith back with you from Bradenton tonight. Sky's dark, and the field dry, thank goodness. The windup and the 0-1, Siegler takes low and in. The Marauders have won 5 of their last 6. Tarpons winning 3 of their last 5, a rain-shortened series last week. It's the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the 1-1 pitch. That's in the zone for strike two, another Jimenez fastball. Tarpons had a nice recovery last week from a series sweep at the hands of the Clearwater Threshers the previous series. The 1-2 from Jimenez is taken low. For the Tarpons, 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors. The Marauders, 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors. Wind up and the 2-2. Take in strike three on the outside corner. Carlos Jimenez paints the black. Down goes Siegler on strikes. brings up Grant Richardson, whose two-run double back in the fourth inning has still remained the difference maker in this game. Both teams scored a run in their respective halves of the first inning, but the two-run Richardson double to right field remains the difference. Here's the pitch. Richardson takes a backdoor breaker, strike one. Men left stranded have been a problem the last few innings for the Marauders. They've left six men aboard over their last three innings at the plate. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Richardson in an 0-2 hole. Left-handed batter, slightly open stance, gets the 0-2 and takes a fastball that rides high. Looking at some other scores in the league tonight. Daytona leading Jupiter 6-4, top of the sixth inning. St. Lucie leading Palm Beach 3-1, top nine. 1-2, caught on and missed for strike three. That's four straight strikeouts by Carlos Jimenez. He's retired six of the last seven he's faced. And Ryan Salinas, 0-3, will step into the box. Bases empty, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Jimenez trying to keep it close for his club. Pitch to Salinas. The right-handed batter takes low. Seven strikeouts for Carlos Jimenez. That's a new season high for him. Still two shy of his career high. The 1-0 misses upstairs, ball two. A career high nine strikeouts for Carlos Jimenez. Coming last year, last August 19th, against the Florida Complex League Red Sox. Into his motion with the 2-0 offering. Salinas lays off high, ball three. Neither team budging offensively since that fourth inning. The Grant Richardson two-run double. Jimenez, the 3-0, swinging a hard ground ball to short. A dive and a miss by Chang. It just gets underneath him. Two-out single for Reinfer Salinas. He'll unstrap that protective equipment, give it to manager Rachel Balkovic, coaching at first base tonight. And that brings up Luis Santos. Righty on righty, here's the set. The pitch to Santos, up and in. He bends backwards away from the high and tight heater. Salinas off first base, gets his lead. It's a cautious one. Jacob Gonzalez holds him on. And the 1-0 from Jimenez. That's in the zone for strike one. Slider left up in the zone. Jimenez getting lucky that ball didn't get crushed. Ryander brings his hands together at the belt. The 1-1 delivery inside. Santos leans back away from it. Couple other scores in the Florida State League tonight have already gone final. Here's the set. And the 2-1 delivery. Big breaking ball in there for strike two at the knees. That was a beauty from Jimenez. For the Lakeland Flying Tigers, a 2-1 rain-shortened five-inning win over Fort Myers. That helps the Marauders at the top of the West Division standings. Dunedin 3-2 over Clearwater tonight. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Hops off the mound. The second baseman, Jarvis, takes it. Steps on the bag himself. Four out, number three. The inning is over. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Marauders trailing 3-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jacob Gonzalez will lead off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Marauders here at Leacon Park. They trail the Tampa Tarpons 3-1. And Gonzalez faces a new pitcher for the Tarpons, tall left-hander Ryan Anderson. First pitch, and it will be a no pitch as time was called by Matt Watkowski. And, oh, actually, it's been a pitch clock violation called on Ryan Anderson. 1-0 the count to begin the at-bat. Jacob Gonzalez, Rodolfo Nolasco, Mike Jarvis, the three hitters due up for Bradenton. Anderson kicks and delivers the 1-0, skips in the dirt, and bounces away from the catcher Siegler. Ryan Anderson, left-hander with some funky arm action, product of the University of Nevada. 12th-round pick out of Nevada in 2019 by the Yankees. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a pop-up foul out of play on the first base side. Ryan Anderson stands 6'6", 205 pounds. Grew up in the Reno Sparks area, not far from where he attended college. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Gonzalez swings and hits this one. A fly ball down the right field line, out of play. Anderson having a brilliant 2022 season thus far. Left-hander deals the 2-2, and Gonzalez takes in the dirt for ball three. Three appearances for Anderson, total of 10 2/3 innings. He has struck out 11 while walking only one, and opponents are batting a meager 162 against him. Here comes his 3-2. Gonzalez swings and grounds it hard right to the shortstop Vargas, who gets a candy hop and fires to first in time for out number one. Marauders running out of outs tonight. And they have not been without their opportunities on the bases. Left the bases loaded in the sixth inning, unable to bring home a run. And left runners stranded at the corners back in the seventh inning. Those have been a couple of their major opportunities. There's Rodolfo Nolasco. He's 2-for-3. The pitch, Nolasco takes outside. So Nolasco has two of those three Marauders hits tonight. Only other one belonging to Wyatt Hendry. He led off the seventh with a single, but was left stranded. The 1-0. Nolasco takes outside corner. Painted on the black for strike one. Ryan Anderson coming from an athletic family. His parents, both college athletes. Next pitch is low, ball two. Anderson's dad played baseball. His mom played volleyball. His sister, Lindsay, also played volleyball at the University of Nevada. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Nolasco swings and smokes a line drive back up the middle. A base hit into center field. Rodolfo Nolasco a 3-for-4 night. And that will bring the tying run to the plate for the Marauders here in the eighth inning. Mike Jarvis will bat next. Mike Jarvis getting his first plate appearance of the night. Came on as a pinch runner for Alexander Mojica back in the sixth inning. Right-handed batter awaits the tall lefty's toss. And here it comes. Jarvis takes on the outer half. Changeup for a called strike. Black number 7 on the back of the white jersey for Jarvis. Nolasco leads off at first base. Anderson kicks and deals. Jarvis swings and hits one high deep down the left field line. This ball is foul. Didn't quite have home run distance on it. Looked good off the bat, though. Jarvis pulling it foul. Just past the metal bleachers down the line. And he is in an 0-2 hole. Marauders saw Ryan Anderson last summer as a starter. Different look here as a reliever. He is set. And the 0-2 to Jarvis. Swing and a miss. They got him. Strike 3. Looked like a little movement on that fastball away from the righty batter. And there are two gone here in the eighth inning for Bradenton. There's Juan Jerez. 0 for 3 tonight. He represents the tying run of the dish. Here's the pitch. Jerez takes a little bit low. Ball 1. Anthony Siegler, the catcher, a little bit surprised at not getting a call on that pitch. Careful lead off of first base by Nolasco. Here's the 1-0. Jerez takes wide. Ball 2. Last season, Ryan Anderson split between the Tarpons and the Florida Complex League, compiled a 10.01 ERA. It was not a strong season for him. 2-0 pitch, Jerez takes low and inside, ball 3. That being said, we've given you the numbers for Anderson this season. It's been a strong turnaround for him here in 2022. Marauders trailing 3-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Anderson deals the 3-0. Jerez takes on the inner half, called strike 1. Tried to sell a ball 4 call. Couldn't get it. And he'll look for something to hunt and hit on the 3-1 count. Anderson sets, shoulder high. 3-1 pitch. Jerez swings and bounces it up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the second baseman. Santos grabs it. Off-balance throw to first in time. Inning over, another man left stranded for the Marauders. We're through 8 here at Lecom Park. The Tarpons lead it 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
And lose the power of the
Heading to the top of the ninth inning, the Marauders trying to pin down the Tarpons. Here at Lecom Park, Bradenton trailing Tampa 3-1. Almost turned into a rather comfortable and cool night here just south of downtown Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you tonight for this series opener of the six-game set. Alexander Vargas, 0-4, leads off for the Tarpons. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez with the windup and the pitch. Vargas takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. Carlos Jimenez, masterful out of the pen tonight, lowering that ERA down to 1.59. His windup in the 0-1. Vargas takes low and outside. Marauders' bats have been largely held silent, though. One run on four hits. Three of those four hits coming off the bat of Rodolfo Nolasco. One producing an RBI single. 1-1. Bounces in the dirt for ball two. The line for Carlos Jimenez so far tonight: three scoreless innings, a season-high seven strikeouts, just two hits and two walks allowed. Here comes the windup and the 2-1. Vargas swings and misses, taking the top hand off on the follow-through early on the off-speed pitch. Leadoff hitter in the order, hitless in four bats tonight. Looking for insurance runs for his team. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Jimenez got him to chase low. Eight strikeouts by Carlos Jimenez tonight. One shy of matching his career high. Tough customer coming up here in Jason Dominguez. Jimenez wants to swap baseballs. Didn't like the feel of that one in his hand. So those eight strikeouts by Carlos Jimenez tonight, putting him one shy of his career high set last August in the Florida Complex League. First pitch to Dominguez. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled. Foul. First baseline. Rachel Balkovic walking over to grab it. Jason Dominguez is 0-3 with a walk tonight. Well, much was made about Dominguez's build last season. Put on a lot of muscle last year. Looked almost like a NFL running back. This year seemed to have slimmed down a little bit. Much leaner look. Possibility that may help his speed on the base paths and in the field. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball is up and away. Or ball one. Dominguez on the Tarpons roster, listed at 5'10", 190 pounds. Still a lot of strength in that frame. 1-1 pitch is just inside off the corner. Ball two. Infield shifted slightly to the pull side on the left-handed batter. Dominguez takes this next pitch on the inside corner for strike two. That Jimenez slider has been a deadly one tonight. Dominguez windmills the black bat around. Circles it over his left shoulder. Here comes the 2-2. A swing and a foul tip off of the catcher, Hendry. Tarpons, three runs, five hits, three errors. Those errors have been a real problem for Tampa this year. They lead the Florida State League with 34 errors as a team. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander again, just outside of the zone for ball three. Hendry framing it right on the corner. Jimenez couldn't get the call. Well, Tarpons have had someone warming up in the bullpen. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a ball clobbered down the right field line, headed for the corner, a fair ball up against the wall. Over to get it is Nolasco. Dominguez into second base, and the throw goes in towards second base. A strong one from Nolasco. Dominguez stops there with a one-out double. A missile into right field by Jason Dominguez. There's another one of those high exit velo balls off his bat that he became known for here in this league late last season. Dominguez giving his protective equipment and batting gloves to Rachel Balkovic, meeting him between first base and second base. Time call. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo slowly journeying out toward the mound. As he does so, looks like somebody's going to stand up and start loosening for Bradenton. Wilkin Ramos left-hander right-hander who's been so good in relief for the Marauders this year is going to start throwing. Carlos Jimenez in a little bit of ninth inning trouble, and on a night like this when hits and runs are coming at a premium, Marauders want to keep this one within reach for their bats. So there is Wilkin Ramos, the tall fella from the Dominican, loosening up. Former big leaguer Bizardo making his way off the mound. Tough at bat coming up here. Anthony Garcia, 0-for-2 with a pair of walks, has that big time power. Dominguez on second base, one out here in the top of the ninth. The pitch up and away from Jimenez for ball one. Sporadic flashes of lightning across the dark sky beyond the outfield. Jason Dominguez leads off second base. He runs well. Jimenez, a long pause now, the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Garcia. Florida State League Player of the Week this past week, Anthony Garcia. Went 8-for-13 during the week with 4 home runs and 6 RBI. Jimenez deals the 1-1. That's outside for ball two. Trying to be careful to Garcia. Trying to avoid a mistake middle in especially. Jason Dominguez hitting a rocket for a one-out double to right field. He's on second base. Garcia trying to drive him in, trying to extend that visitor's lead. It's 3-1 here in the ninth. Jimenez deals, and that pitch is high and outside for ball three. Wilkin Ramos heating up in the bullpen. You wonder if Carlos Jimenez may be on his last few pitches for the night. Next pitch will be number 73 as he works in his fourth inning tonight. He's ready. And time called. Requested by Wyatt Hendry behind the plate. And the Marauders are going to walk Anthony Garcia intentionally. They're not even going to risk it with that big bat. First base open behind Dominguez. So that'll set up force plays on the infield. And that indeed will be it for Carlos Jimenez. Jonathan Johnston walking out to the mound. And he's going to grab Wilkin Ramos from the Marauders bullpen. First and second with one away here in the top of the ninth inning. Marauders trying to keep the Tarpons close. They lead 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Wilkin Ramos steps on the mound here in Bradenton. He inherits a pair of base runners with one out in the top of the ninth inning. The Marauders trailing 3-1. Spencer Smith with you for this West Division battle between the Marauders and the Tarpons. These two teams squared off last September in the Low-A Southeast League Championship Series. The Marauders prevailing 3-0. Slate wiped clean here in 2022. Tonight is the first matchup of this new season between the two teams. And the Marauders trying to keep this one within reach. Madison Santos, the batter, against Wilkin Ramos, who has been dynamite out of the Marauders' bullpen. No earned runs allowed, over 12 and two-thirds innings of relief work. Here's the pitch to Santos. He swings and foul, tips it hard off the mask of Wyatt Hendry. Hendry a little bit slow getting to his feet, and he and plate umpire Matt Watkowski talking a little bit. And athletic trainer Casey Lee out to take a look at Hendry. And actually, I wonder if it was actually Watkowski who took that foul tip. I wonder if we can get a quick replay of that. And judging by everyone's body language and the pattern of the conversation, did indeed look like Watkowski got the brunt of that foul tip. It appears to be okay. So the count 0-1 on Madison Santos with runners on first and second and one out. Here's the set by Ramos. His 0-1. Santos swings and shoots it foul into the screen. 0-2 the count. Jason Dominguez on second base for the Tarpons. He lined a double to the right field wall. And Anthony Garcia drawing a walk behind him. Here comes the set. And the 0-2. Santos takes a big breaker high. Wilkin Ramos, 6 appearances, only 1 unearned run. Allowed in 12 and two-thirds innings of work. Here he is with the 1-2 pitch. Santos swings and fouls this one back. 7 walks, 11 strikeouts for Ramos. Holding opponents to a 2.05 average, posting a whip of 1.26. There's Jason Dominguez, lead runner on second base. Tarpons trying to add insurance runs here in the top of the ninth. The 1-2, breaking ball right there for strike 3. Madison Santos rung up, didn't like the call, and he's shaking his head to himself as he walks away. 4 strikeouts in the night for Madison Santos. Although it's not a hitless night, he singled in his first at-bat. We'll say a rather generous outside corner there from Matt Watkowski. There's Marcos Cabrera. A righty-righty matchup. Runners on first and second and two away. Ramos delivers, breaking ball high, and Cabrera goes ducking underneath it, going into a deep squat in the batter's box. Cabrera is 1-for-3. A single and a walk. He's also struck out a couple of times. Ramos ready. The 1-0. Fastball low. Quick peek ahead to the Marauders' bottom of the ninth. Hendry, Campagna, Brown. 8-9-1 in the order due up. Ramos brings his hands together below the belt buckle. Kicks and delivers a 2-0 way outside. Ball 3. Wilkin Ramos spent last season in the Florida Complex League. 12 appearances split between relief and the rotation. 3.69 ERA. The 3-0. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled foul at the third base line. Defensive coach Michelle Hernandez coaching third base tonight for the Tarpons. He grabs that ball. First and second, two away. Ramos trying to battle back from behind 3-1. Here is the pitch. It is swung on and drilled to right field. Nolasco back. It's out of his reach and bounces to the wall. Extra bases. Here comes Dominguez to score. Garcia being waved home behind him. Relay throw from right field will not come home as Garcia slides in without a throw. And it's a two-run double by Marcos Cabrera. And now a 5-1 Tarpons lead. Wilkin Ramos, now 4 inherited runners on the season. He has not been able to strand any of them. So the Tarpons lead grows to 4. And End of the inning. Missed the call. Well, inning is over. And it looks like the Marauders appealed it. He didn't touch home, apparently. So that's going to be it for the top of the ninth inning. Marauders coming up next here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Well, one last chance for the Marauders here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And just to clarify the end of the previous inning, we will actually, before we even get going here, looks like Wyatt Hendry has been called for a pitch clock violation. 0-1 the count to the Marauders catcher. First pitch from Carlos Gomez, new right-hander, misses high for ball one. The count 1-1. For clarification on the end of the last half inning, Marauders made an appeal play at third base. As the next pitch comes, a check swing by Hendry. He did go around to the check swing. That's strike two. So the Marauders appealing to third base on one of the base runners coming around on the evident two-run double by Marcos Cabrera. Next pitch to Hendry, called for strike three. And it's one gone. So the appeal was given in the Marauders' favor, and so that took one of the runs off the board. So instead of a 5-1 lead for the Tarpons, it's a 4-1 Tarpons lead. Sergio Campagna, bases empty and one gone. The pitch, Campagna takes. Big breaking ball from Gomez for strike one. Frustrating night at the dish for the Marauders tonight. One run on four hits. Three of those four hits have come off the bat of Rodolfo Nolasco. The 0-1, Campagna gets one high and tight. Breaking ball slipped out. Four runs, seven hits for the Tarpons. One run, four hits for Bradenton. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Campagna, fooled on the slider. Carlos Gomez, brilliant numbers this season, a 1.93 ERA in five appearances. Opponents hitting 170 against him. The 1-2 toss. Slider again, taking. Ball two, Campagna a good take. How about this? Gomez, 14 innings, two walks, 23 strikeouts. He's had ridiculous stuff. 2-2. Slider again. Check swing by Campagna. He did not go around. The Marauders trying to fight back from a three-run deficit here in the ninth. The 3-2 to Campagna, taken outside for ball four. And the speedster reaches base. Marauders have a little something cooking here in the ninth inning. That brings up Luke Brown. He sent one deep to right field back in the fifth inning. Was caught at the wall on a leaping catch by right fielder Reinfer Salinas. Pitch, Brown takes a big breaking ball, strike one. On a night where the wind is not blowing in like it had been for so much of this evening, that ball may have cleared the wall from Brown back in that fifth inning drive. The 0-1, Brown takes another slider. This one misses. 1-1. Third baseman Cabrera playing far off the line. Here's the pitch to Brown. He swings and foul tips it into the dirt for strike two. Gomez sets. Small lead off first by Campagna. The 1-2. Brown swings and fouls it back, staying alive. Brown is 0-for-4, but reached on an error his last time up. Gomez ready. The 1-2 again. Brown takes on the inside corner for strike three. And the Marauders down to their final out tonight. Sung Che Chang, the last hope for Bradenton tonight. Carlos Gomez, the 23-year-old from Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. Toes the rubber. Is set and deals. Chang swings over the top of a slider for strike one. Well, Carlos Gomez showing a nasty slider relatively similar to what we saw from Dion Santos, right-hander for Dunedin last week. The 0-1, slider again. This one is a called strike two. Marauders trailing by three here in the bottom of the ninth, trying to stay alive. Gomez delivers, and Chang check swings one foul back into the screen. The righty is set. And the 0-2 again, swinging a dribbler foul in the first baseline. Good fight by Chang here. Sergio Campagna on first base. He worked a one-out walk on a 3-2 slider away. We'll do it again on 0-2. Gomez delivers. Chang swings and misses. The ball gets away from the catcher, Siegler. Sprinting to first is Chang. The throw to first in time. And that is the ball game. Marauders drop this one by a final score of 4-1 as the Tarpons take the series opener on this cool and dreary Tuesday night. Well, the Marauders can't push their way back into this one. They're held to just the one run on four hits, and they'll look to bounce back into it tomorrow evening. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacom Park for the Marauders post-game show. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. Well, we were fortunate enough not to get super drenched down on the field and up here in the press box tonight. There were threats of showers, threats of this and that. None of it really transpired, and we were able to get a full game under us. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Marauders' way. Tampa takes this one by a final score of 4-1. Here's how it went down tonight. Top of the first inning, the Tarpons wasted no time getting a one-out walk from Jason Dominguez. He went on to score on a bases-loaded walk later on by Anthony Siegler, the number six hitter in the order. That came after a pitching change, as Dwayne Underwood Jr., rehabbing Pirates righty, was not able to make it through the first inning. Darvin Garcia issued that bases-loaded walk for the game's first run. Bottom of the first inning, the Marauders quickly tied it up. They got a two-out walk from Brendan Dixon. Jacob Gonzalez drew a walk, and then Rodolfo Nolasco singled home that run, and the Marauders quickly tied the score up. It remained tied at one until the top of the fourth inning when the Tarpons got dirty again. Marcos Cabrera, leadoff single. Anthony Siegler reached on an error by Brendan Dixon. He got a line drive get on through him and into right center field. And the following batter, Grant Richardson, took advantage, lining a double into right field, scoring both runners and giving the Tarpons a 3-1 lead. Bullpens battled for a while after that. Neither team scored from the fifth on through the eighth inning, and Tampa eventually added one run in the top of the ninth. Jason Dominguez, a one-out double, scored on a two-out double later on by Marcos Cabrera. The trailing runner on that play, Anthony Garcia, who had walked earlier that inning, was called out on an appeal at third base by the Marauders, and so that run was negated, and it gave the Marauders only a three-run deficit to deal with in the bottom of the ninth. Unfortunately, nothing doing for Bradenton Bats in the home half. One-out walk by Sergio Campagna, all they managed, and the Tarpons win the series opener. Here are the totals in this game for the Tarpons: 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, and 10 men left on base. For the Marauders, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors, and also 10 men left on base. The winning pitcher for the Tarpons is Tyrone Ulliea. Season high, 5 innings. He matched his season high with 5 strikeouts and allowed only 1 run on just 1 hit while walking 2. The loss goes to Justin Mice. He drops to 2-3 on the season. He gave up the decisive 2-run double to Grant Richardson in that 4th inning. And the save goes to Carlos Gomez with a scoreless 9th inning in which he struck out 3. Time of game, 2 hours and 53 minutes in front of a crowd of 456 on this Tuesday night. It was 85 degrees and cloudy, and progressively a little bit drizzly as the game wore on. With their win, the Tarpons improved to 10-11. They're 1 game within the 500 mark. With their loss, the Marauders dropped to 13-9 on the season. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues at Lecom Park tonight. It is time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight those honors go to Rodolfo Nolasco on a night where Marauders hitters really weren't seeing the ball too well. Nolasco, the notable exception. He finishes 3-for-4 tonight and collects the only Marauders RBI of the evening. His RBI single in the first inning brought home the only Bradenton run of the game. And those three hits for Nolasco match a season high for the kid from the Dominican Republic. Tonight's Marauders player of the game, with his 3-for-4 performance, Rodolfo Nolasco. Well, the series continues tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m., another first pitch at 6:30 here at Lecom. It'll be left-hander Luis Peralta starting for the Marauders against right-hander Yon Castro for the Tarpons. We'll get underway with the pregame show at 6:15 p.m., as always online at BradentonMarauders.com. And we hope you can join us at the ballpark if you can. Gates open at 5:30 for tomorrow's tilt between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Once again tonight, the final score, it's the Tarpons 4 and the Marauders 1. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.